Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The trials of Job would make any of us give up. 10 dead children, pain hard to imagine. His wife said, "Curse God and die." But Job persisted until he could say to God, "I had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our series is Nothing Else Matters, How the Glory of God Gives Meaning to All of Life. Now, another lesson we can take home on why our suffering can be to God's glory.
Let me give you a second lesson, and that is that time is short and eternity is long. Time is short and eternity is long. I love that verse in 2 Corinthians where the Apostle Paul says this. He says, this light affliction. And you remember what he went through, thorn in the flesh, people who tried to undermine him, the resistance of many groups that were against him, insults, stoning a number of times. He went through all that, and he says, this light affliction is but for a moment and works in us an exceeding great and weight of glory. I was brought up in a culture where we used to, when I was young, actually have scales where you put one weight on this, you'd put a pound on this side, and then you'd balance it with a pound on the other side, and that's how much you would know if you went to a grocery store as to how much meat or whatever it is that you were buying. That tells you a little bit about my age. It also tells you why I never read medical books. I'm always scared that I'm going to die because of a misprint. But anyway, I remember those scales, and I remember them well because I was in a store where, as a little boy, I put my hand on one of those sides, and the proprietor was not amused and let me know it. And it's amazing how those things stick with you throughout the years. What the Apostle Paul is saying is, take all of your trials, take the cancer, take the difficult marriage, take the financial pressures, take the jealousy that is in your heart and confess it and be content with where you are at. Take that and you put it on this side of the scale, and it is the weight of a human hair in comparison to an elephant on the other side. He says that this light weight works in us a far exceeding weight of glory beyond all comparison. Eternity is coming, and it's really long. And you know what I think Paul actually is saying? He's not just saying that God is going to have all of eternity to make it up for us, though he's saying that for sure. What he is saying is that the greater the suffering, the greater the glory. And that's why you and I should be known as people who suffer well. In fact, the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians actually says that that's the mark of him being a true apostle. He said, if you want to know I'm a true apostle, he said, I'm good at suffering. That's my pedigree. That's my certificate. And the eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison is coming. And no wonder the Bible says we rejoice in trials, we don't fight them, we lay down our anger against God and against others. The trials have humiliated us, the trials have given us a new sense of dependence. We trust God beyond what we can see, and we trust Him, and we suffer differently. There's a third lesson, and that is that Jesus, of course, models suffering. Jesus models suffering. You want to know how to suffer? Look at Jesus. Now, here's a verse that maybe you have not read for a long time, and I won't ask you to turn to it, but I want you to listen as I quote it. It's from Hebrews chapter 5. It says that Jesus in his flesh cried up to God with long suffering and tears unto him who was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. And then it says, really, I'm not making this up. That's the footnote. Really, I'm not making this up. And though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered. And having suffered, he became the heir of salvation. Having been made perfect. I neglected to mention that phrase. Through suffering. You say, well, wasn't Jesus perfect? Absolutely perfect in his person. No question about it. Sinless and incapable of sinning. We believe that. But was he perfect in his mission? Could he have decided at the Garden of Gethsemane to say, you know what, Father, from what I've seen of humanity, I'm on my way to heaven. I'm going to forget the cross. Aren't you glad he didn't say that? Would that have made him perfect in his mission? Obviously not. He had to go through suffering. He had to suffer in order to fulfill his mission. Now, I won't ask for a show of hands, though I should. How many of you, well, let me. It's just between us. How many of you have ever prayed that God would make you like Jesus? Can I see your hands, please? Say, oh, yeah, Lord Jesus, please, oh, Lord, please make me like Jesus. Well, you know what you prayed for? You prayed for a cross, it seems to me. That's the way God brought Jesus perfect in his mission. And are you telling me that we're all going to pray that we're going to be like Jesus and God is not going to use the very same instrument in our lives as he used in the life of Jesus to bring it about? And so the first little bit of struggle and the first little bit of trial, we immediately complain and say, where's God? Not just you, but others also. Isn't that exactly the way we are? Because we don't see God in this. And because we don't see God, that's why we can be believers in Christ with an eternal inheritance and be utterly miserable. No joy, no faith, nothing. God says, therefore we rejoice in trials, knowing that tribulation works patience, patience experience hope. Hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given unto us. Finally, we see God, we give up our weapons, we embrace our circumstances, because at the end, nothing else matters except his glory. But there's something also that I need to tell you about the suffering of Jesus that is very unique from others. You and I may suffer physically and in other ways, be rejected by people, be evil spoken against, but Jesus suffered differently because on the cross, he actually bore our sin and our iniquities that was laid upon him. You see, there are some of you who are listening to this message and you say, I could never trust God like that. I don't even know him. How do you expect me to trust him? Well, let me tell you how you get to know him. It is when you acknowledge your own need and the fact that you need a Savior. You don't just need a good teacher. You actually need a Savior, and you trust that Savior as your very own. And you say that you, Lord Jesus, having died for sinners, bring me to God. And therefore, through faith, I receive you as my own. And when you receive Christ, here's the promise: as many as received him, to those he gave the authority to become the children of God, even to those who believe on his name. And you claim that promise for yourself. And then you know him. Then he creates love in your heart for him, supernaturally created within us, because we don't have it naturally. And we desire to follow him all the days of our lives, all the way to eternity, knowing that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. But we're on our way to an eternal kingdom, and it will be entirely worth it to glorify God in our suffering. Are you ready to begin? Today would be a good time to begin. Would you join me as we pray together? And those of you who have never trusted Christ as Savior, I'll give you an opportunity to do that. And those of you who are believers, angry with God, angry with circumstances, refusing to see God in the midst of your need, God's after something. He wouldn't have brought all that sorrow into your life unless he were after something. Let him put his arms around you and deal with the issues. Lord, we are such poor sufferers. Help us to look more like Jesus in our suffering. And help us to know that we don't have to compete. We don't have to always win. We don't always have to do this or do that. We can be content with where we are at, with hardships, with insults, with pain, with shattered dreams, because we know that you're bigger than all those things and you're after something, namely our hearts. Take from our hearts, Lord Jesus, the coldness, the cynicism. Instead of our heart being a temple where we worship ourselves, help us to genuinely worship you. And now, for those of you who have never trusted Christ as Savior, you can receive him right now. If you say, Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. Your Spirit is teaching me that through the Word. And I also know that Jesus is a Savior, and today I believe on him as mine. You tell him that. Lord Jesus, draw us ever nearer, even through the storm. We love you. Amen. Can't help but think that there is someone today who really needed that message. This is Pastor Lutzer. Purpose of this message is to give you encouragement to understand that your suffering is not overlooked by God. It is seen, it is evaluated, and eventually, as we accept suffering in faith, trusting, believing, no matter what, the suffering of this present world is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us, because at the end of the day, nothing else matters except the glory of God. Well, if you've been listening to this series of messages, you've already heard me say, but I'm going to repeat it, that I hope that before you get out of bed in the morning, that you pray and say, oh God, today glorify yourself in my life at my expense. Whatever that means in your experience, I hope that you pray that prayer. If you're interested in receiving these messages, you can go to our website, offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Thank you so much for your gifts, for your prayers, for your interest and encouragement, because together we're making a difference.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up God's Glory in Our Suffering. Another message on Nothing Else Matters, how the glory of God gives meaning to all of life. Next time on Running to Win, how the glory of God changes us. We'd like to send you the entire series on the glory of God on CD. It's our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.